This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
In Dresden, the Museum of Military History is now open to the public after a seven-year makeover that cost just over 60 million euros. Daniel Liebeskind, the architect of the new World Trade Center in New York, remodeled the museum in the eastern German city. He added a 30-meter-high metallic insert that seems to have impaled itself on the old facade. Uwe Hester reports.
In the 18th and 19th century, the city of Dresden was a symbol of Germany's rise to prominence as a military power. But in the 20th century, it was reduced to rubble, graphically reminding Germans of the ravages and suffering of war.
British bombers head for Dresden, the Saxony bastion of the Nazis along the Eastern Front.
In the closing months of World War II, Allied bombers razed Dresden to the ground, killing more than 20,000 people in a single day.
Exploding like a plane hit by ACAC.
After 7 years of reconstruction, Germany's Museum of Military History is much more than just a refurbished building housing military exhibits. The exterior has a potent message about Dresden's checkered past. It's the work of American architect Daniel Liebeskind. A huge wedge of steel and concrete is implanted deep into an 18th century armory building, as if it had ripped through it like an axe. The shimmer of the steel and the star contours contrast sharply with the sandstone of the neoclassical building. The wedge is a symbol, says Liebeskind. It represents the V-shaped formation of the Allied bombers, with the tip of the V pointing to the place where the destruction they caused was at its most severe. Quite apart from this, the building is a radical departure from the conventional idea of a military museum.
It's not just a museum of weaponry, but it's a reflection on violence and reflection on the city of Dresden, which itself suffered. The wedge is pointing to the place from which Dresden itself was bombed, to remember that the history of Dresden is not just a footnote. It's a fundamental idea to understand what happened in the past. It's a major new encounter with military history.
The wedge of the Liebeskind architecture reminds me of this artwork from Picasso called Guernica. It's a cry for help, for peace.
This is Gorch Pieken, the academic director of the Dresden Museum. He was responsible for choosing the 10,000 exhibits that are on display in what he describes as basically two museums rolled into one. The two wings of the old armory building showcase the German military as its weapons evolved from the crude devices of the 14th century to the modern German tank of today. Exhibits in Liebeskind's five-story wedge form a different section. They are grouped in various themes such as politics and violence, war and memory, animals in military life, as well as war and play, which depicts how violence and aggression are part of children's upbringing.
So what I do is, I fill some carrots full of dynamite. He eats them.
Yeah. Then what happens?
He blows up.
Yeah!
A video installation by American artist Nancy Davenport and based on Bugs Bunny cartoons is included in the section. An army of toy soldiers from various centuries stands next to a huge model of 13,000 troops in marching formation. The average number of soldiers who died every day during World War I. Such contrasts recur throughout the museum. A V-2 rocket, Hitler's so-called miracle weapon, which was launched against Britain, stands next to a dollhouse tended by a British schoolgirl. There's an air raid shelter, gas masks and reinforced window frames. Next to them are photos of the slave laborers who built the rockets in German underground bunkers. There's been a debate about whether the museum is suitable for families. The exhibits are designed to shock. They show the horrors of war and may upset children. There's a skull of an unidentified soldier that was ripped open by a bullet. There's also the blood-drenched uniform of a Prussian soldier whose arm was ripped off by a grenade. Equally controversial is an installation that will replicate the stench of decaying human flesh, damp earth and human excrement that pervaded the trenches of World War I. But academic director Gorch Pieken says it would be irresponsible to glorify war and the military.
We have to tell the whole story, you know, with the bad and the good sides. And the result is the science of history dominates every other interest. First of all, it's a museum. It's a historical project. It's made by historians, not by soldiers.
Das Militärhistorische Museum und seine Neukonzeption.
The German military, as well as the country's political leaders, appear to be giving the new museum their full backing. It has cost the German taxpayer about 62 million euros. Defense Minister Thomas de Maizière said in his inaugural speech that it has given German military history a new narrative, one which is both provocative and shocking in the best sense of the word.
Im besten Sinne des Wortes anstößig.
The museum concludes its chronological tour with an exhibit that throws a strong light on the ambivalence of contemporary German military policy. Behind a screen stands a damaged army vehicle in which German soldiers were severely wounded by a Taliban roadside bomb in Afghanistan. Next to it you see the parliamentary ballot cards with which the then Chancellor Gerhard Schröder and Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer voted in favor of Germany's participation in the war in Afghanistan.
This museum is full of questions, yes, but with hope. I guess at the end of a visit in this museum, people will know that peace is a very fragile thing, you know, that you have to fight against your own aggressivity and intolerance, you know, to build up a better world.
Uwe Hessler, Deutsche Welle Radio, Dresden.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.